Episode 575. Be your best when your kids are at their worst. Thank you so much for joining me on the show this week, where I'm going to be talking about something that I think really is the crux of it, isn't it? We have to somehow find a way to be at our best when our kids are at their worst. And I remember something that stuck with me a long, long time ago. I played a lot of tennis when I was younger, and I'm giving away my age. I'm 56 years old. But I was, you know, when I was younger, Martina Navratilova and Steffi Graf and those women were dominating the world tennis circuit. And I remember listening to Martina Navratilova on an interview after a game where she'd won another slam. And the person interviewing her said, "What makes you the best tennis player in the world?" And she said, "Because I'm still the best when I'm playing my worst." In other words, her worst game, her at her worst, she was still better than other people at their best. And it always stuck with me. And I thought, you know, as parents, the worse our kids are, and when I say worse, you know, I mean, quote unquote, the worse they are, as in the harder it is, the more outrageous the behavior might be, the worse it is, the harder it is for us to cope with. And when it's harder to cope with, we go into fight, flight, or freeze because we have been triggered, because we are scared. And I was talking on a live Zoom call today earlier, and when I was talking, I said, you know what, I'm going to do a podcast on this. And I asked them this question. I said, what is it that always gets in the way of a parent and a child when a child is not doing what we hope they would do, or they're saying something or doing something we wish they wouldn't do? We were talking about, you know, procrastinating and not getting homework done, or, you know, if they're smoking weed and we don't want them to smoke weed. What is it that gets in the way of the relationship between the parent and the child? In other words, when the child's at their worst, what is it that usually interrupts the relationship? And I said to them, it's a four-letter word beginning with F. And they all laughed. I said, no, it's not that. It's fear. Fear gets in the way. And it's logical. It's reasonable. It's rational. It's fact. You know, you can't argue that whatever's happening is scary. You know, if they've supposed to get a homework assignment done and their mark depends on it, and them getting into university depends on the mark, and they're not doing it, it's scary for us parents. We're like, holy shit, you just get it done. There's a lot on this assignment, and they're procrastinating and not wanting to do it. Fear gets in the way. So it's fear that prevents us from being our best when they're at their worst. And we have to somehow be able to rise to the occasion and not get dialed into the drama, not take it personally, and not say anything that we're going to regret or act in a way that we're going to regret. And it's really, really difficult. I find it hard at times, just because I sit here and record these podcasts to help millions of parents around the world, doesn't mean I don't go through this. I go through it all. Of course there's times. I could think of times for every one of my three kids just this week where fear has entered my mind. And if I'm not aware of the fear and how it manifests in me, how it shows up, and how it influences my thoughts, feelings, and actions, if I'm not aware of that, I will enter the conversation and relationship coming from fear. And when I'm in fear, I'm going to be in fight, flight, or freeze. I'm wired to go into defense mode. And in that mode. I can't access higher order thinking, executive functioning. I can't prioritize. I can't inhibit. I can't plan. I can't think straight. And here I am trying to, quote unquote, advise a heated teenager or child. It will never allow me to be my best if I'm being driven from fear. So in the moment, we have to notice, oh my goodness, I'm getting reactive. I'm getting triggered. And in the moment, do whatever we can to bring ourselves back to, you know, our baseline where we are not triggered. It might be something as simple as taking a breath. Just one deep breath in, deep breath out. It might mean you have to leave the room for a moment and come back. We need to do something to interrupt the interaction so that we can actually interrupt the thought process that will be driving our action, so that we can continue to be the best version of ourselves when they are not. And there will be times where kids are going to show up not at their best. There's times when we do. But if we want them to learn, then we have to role model it to them so that we don't fly off the handle, so we don't take the low road, so we don't fall over the edge and say something we might regret. You know, we sit on that kind of knife edge where we're holding it together, we're really, really triggered, and we're just on the edge and we're about to lose it. We have to come back to, how can I be my best here? Because if I lose it, I'm not going to be my best. I'm not going to be able to help anyone if I've tipped over to the wrong side. Because then I'm useless. I will never, ever be able to help them. I cannot be curious and empathetic and compassionate. I can't see them. I can't hear them. I can't understand them because I'm reactive. I've gone into fight, flight or freeze mode and I am in survival mode. I just want to get through it. And that's not going to be enough. So we have to find ways to be our best when the going is tough. It's easy to be the quote unquote good parent when our kids are doing what we want them to do, when they're saying what we want them to do, when they're being all sweet and kind and loving and they've remembered to tidy up after themselves. It's easy. It's so easy. But kids are kids. They're learning. A tidy house is not on high on their priority list. Emptying the dishwasher is not on their radar unless we ask them. But yet we have these expectations of them. And in having these expectations of our kids, it stops us being our best when they're at their worst. Because when I say at their worst, it's actually at their normal. And I'm not saying the worst is normal, but they're not going to be at their best all the time. But as humans, we only see the good. We only want the good. We don't want the bad. We want, you know, the grapes with no seeds. We want the rose with no thorns. We just don't want the flip side of anything, you know, good, because it means it's bad. And life's not like that. It's good and bad. The rose comes with the thorns. The grapes might have pips. We can't eliminate the things we don't like. And we can't just, you know, have a clear etch-a-sketch. The minute things get tough, we just shake the etch-a-sketch and life's all good again. That would be nice. It would be great. So we have to accept what is and let go of what isn't. I said that on a live that I did recently. You know, one of the reasons why, you know, if we want more peace in our lives, more joy, especially going into the holiday period as I record this, then we have to be able to accept what is. And we have to accept that there will be times when kids will not be on great form. We have to accept it. And we have to let go of the fact that they're not on good form. Let go of that. What is they're struggling, they're being rude and obnoxious, or they're in a panic and they're taking it out on us because they haven't done enough studying for a test and now there's no more time, we have to be able to take that. Now, we don't need to be permissive to the rudeness and obnoxiousness, but if we tip over the edge as a result of that, and then we don't show up our best in this situation when they're not at their best, there's no hope. We end up joining them in the teenage ring or the toddler ring or whatever age your kid is. We become that age as well. And it's those two kids fighting out. The adult who's become a child, acting like a child, and the child who is a child. So, you know, at times during the holidays, if your kids are argumentative, sometimes they're just argumentative. They don't even know why they're being argumentative. But if we go beneath the behavior, I always think, I wonder why they're being so argumentative right now. There'll be something driving it. So rather than taking exception to it and you know, resisting it and defending yourself against it, just accept it. They're being argumentative. You can't argue with yourself. So if you don't enter it, you won't end up being in the argument. This is your choice. You can choose. Do I want to argue now or do I not? If you don't argue with someone who's being argumentative, there's no one to argue with. So they will stop being like that without you saying anything. And I saw a phrase recently and it was, I love you too much to argue. And that takes great strength. Of course, we love them so much. But think about this. If they're arguing, say, I love you too much to argue. In other words, if I argue, it might make you think I don't love you. Because my behavior, I won't be at my best. So what are you going to do this holiday season to be your best when your kids are at their worst? I'd love for you to share it with me. Drop me a note. Let me know what you're going to do. I always enjoy hearing from people who are listening to the show. And remember, if you enjoy this show, there might be someone out there you know who's never heard of it. So forward it to them, share it with them, share it on your social media platforms, and let's help spread the word to help more parents and give the parents out there the support that they're needing. And in the last couple of episodes, I've also mentioned that I'm going to be launching a brand new program next year, starting on January the 25th. If you want to work with me for a whole year, yes, you heard that right, a whole year, so you can be your best when the kids are at their worst for an entire year, because this is where the change will happen. You'll hear this podcast and you might be able to be your best for the next hour because you're like, yes, I just listened to this podcast and I know what to do. But in 3 days' time, you're not your best again. Well, when you're part of a community, when you're part of a group coaching program, you're held accountable. There's commitment. You've paid for it. So you're going to do well. You're going to do better. And so I'm really excited to be offering this 1 year program for a small group of parents so we can show up. It's not weekly. It's not even bi-weekly. It's 16 1.5 or 2 hour sessions in the year. And I've designed it around the school calendar year. So there won't be any sessions when the kids are on holiday. Because I know I'm a parent with the best will in the world. When the kids are on holiday, we kind of think we're on holiday too. And when we're in that mode, we don't want to be having to go into Zoom and having to keep the kids quiet for a couple of hours while we're on having our parenting class. So I've designed it around the school calendar year. You'll also be getting weekly text messages, reminders, inspirations, parenting inspirations from me to hold you accountable throughout the year as well. It's going to be amazing. I'm super excited about it. There's quite a few people interested in it. And I am really looking forward to being with a select group of parents for a year and seeing the magic that happens, seeing the commitment and seeing the change and transformation. Because We have to accept that our kids are going to make mistakes. They're going to be at their quote-unquote worst a fair few times throughout the course of a year. But I'm going to be with you and I'm going to help you get through it so that you can be your best as often as you possibly can. And even if you can't, because I can't be my best all the time. But when I'm not my best, when I'm at my worst, I know I'm at my worst. And I can change it around quite quickly because I have this awareness now. I know, I sniff it. And I can usually stop the worst coming out before it's too late. And I want to help you do that as well. So if you're interested in it, email me, louise@yourparentingpartner.com. Shoot me an email and I'll send you the details, all the dates, everything that you'll get. You're getting four courses, 25 hours of me live, weekly texts, course journals, various other things. It's going to be really good. And I'm very, very excited about it. So I'll stop there. Thank you so much for listening. Without you, this show wouldn't be possible. I really enjoy helping and supporting parents every week with my weekly advice and podcast episodes on helping us all become better versions of ourselves, raising our bars, becoming more aware of where we go wrong and being able to change it so that we can be at our best for more periods of time. So till next time, thank you again for listening and bye for now.